The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my blog, Kol HaSridim, on March 17th, 2022, Purim 5782, entitled A Theory Connecting Purim to Yom HaKippurim, Which Is Not Based on Specious Linguistics, Part 2, An Answer. And I'm assuming that you've read or listened to the first part, but I'll summarize it in one sentence. Basically, the Rambam concludes Hilchos Megillah by quoting a pasuk from the Haftorah of Yom HaKippurim, and we ended off on the question, what is the relationship between Purim and Yom HaKippurim? Okay, here's the article. The Haftorah of Yom HaKippurim opens with a pasuk cited by the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah 2:17. The Navi then goes on to answer the question asked of Hashem by the Jews at that time. Why did we fast and you did not see? Why did we afflict our souls and you did not know? The Navi answers, quote, "Can such be the fast I choose, a day when man merely afflicts himself? Can it be merely bowing one's head like a bulrush and spreading sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast and a day of favor to Hashem? Surely this is the fast I choose, to break open the shackles of wickedness, to undo the bonds of injustice, and to let the oppressed go free and annul all perversion. Surely you would break your bread for the hungry and bring the moaning poor to your home. When you see a naked person, clothe him, and do not hide yourself from your kin. Then your light will burst out like the dawn, and your healing will speedily sprout. Your righteous deed will precede you, and the glory of Hashem will gather you in. Then you will call, and Hashem will respond. You will cry out, and he will say, 'Here I am.' If you remove from your midst perversion, finger-pointing, and evil speech, and offer your soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light will shine in the darkness, and your deepest gloom will be like the noon." End quote. The message is clear. No matter how devoutly we fast and cry out in prayer, Hashem will not respond unless we repair our relationships with our fellow human beings. One can only enter the realm of Bein Adam Lamakom, between man and God, through the gate of Bein Adam Lachavero, between man and his fellow man. This theme is certainly appropriate to Yom HaKippurim, a day on which we appeal to Hashem to accept our prayers, our fasting, and our teshuva. But what does this have to do with Purim? According to the Rambam, everything. In his introduction to the Mishneh Torah at the end of the list of mitzvos, Rambam explains the central theme of Purim and identifies its basis in the Torah itself. Quote, "The prophets, along with Beis Din, instituted and commanded us in the reading of the Megillah in its proper time in order to recall the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the salvations he did for us, that he was near to our salvation, in order to bless him and to praise him, and in order to make known to the coming generations that which was stated in the Torah is true, as it is stated in Devarim 4:7, for which is a nation that has a God who is close to it, as is Hashem our God whenever we call to him." End quote. Purim memorializes the most dramatic instance in history of Hashem's promise to be a God who is close to us whenever we call to him. The Megillah clearly states that the Jews fasted at the behest of Esther in response to the threat of Haman. We can infer that this fasting was accompanied by prayer and teshuvah as well. But the narrative in the Megillah alone might lead us to make a grave error, namely, to assume that fasting and prayer are enough to warrant a response from Hashem. But they are not enough, as Yeshayahu and all the other Nevi'im have reminded us throughout the ages. This, I submit, is the thematic connection between Purim and Yom HaKippurim. Both days share the theme of calling out to Hashem in hopes that he will answer us. Both, therefore, are in need of the reminder that Hashem only responds to those who walk in his ways, to bring life to the spirit of the lowly and to bring life to the heart of the oppressed. Perhaps this is why the mitzvos of Mishloach Manos and Matanos Le'Avyonim were instituted, to remind us, on a day commemorating Hashem's response to our outcry, that we will only merit such a response if we promote love and peace between our fellow Jews and enact righteousness and justice on behalf of the oppressed. Have a happy Purim. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.